Welcome to the Broski Dills Podcast, the best podcast in all of the land. It's your boy Kiko Flow, Kiko Cervantes, the guy with the accent. Chef Maurice, directly from Miami. Hialeah, the home of the Cuban sauce.
Cuban sauce.
Yeah. That's what I call sort of the vibe that they give me, you know?
I like the visor look.
Thank you. Today I wanted to just put something on because I didn't do my hair. And it's long enough where if I don't have anything on, I will need to put some gel on it. And I'm not about to be having gel right now at my house, you know, like.
Do you remember when we were younger? I used to not wear gel because I was told that my hair would fall.
Oh, word?
Yeah, I remember that I couldn't do my little spiky shit because...
Oh, but you've always had good hair, like on its own. It's just very wavy. And it doesn't seem like it's going to fall off. I used a lot of gel when I was younger.
And then I had to like sneak it in. Like I would buy it and sneak it in. This is how you look.
Okay. That's good and bad. It's good because in a way that's pretty gangster. But it's bad because that's a 55-year-old dad in a barbecue. And maybe this is where I'm at. Maybe this is where I'm at, you know? So
I think he's a coach of college football team.
So. Yeah, it's at FSU, I think.
OSU. Oklahoma.
All right, I'll move their shit.
I mean, instead of hair and visor, I think you might.
When they hear my accent, they're like, get the fuck out of here. This is God's country, God damn it.
God damn it.
All right, so Chef Maurice, talk to us. I understand.
All you need is the frozen tips.
The frozen tips. And then I'm like total Chad. I'm Chad, bro. Hey, Chad. Guys, have you guys heard of this new altcoin?
Do you want to sell? Have you heard of AI? No, have you heard of this new band that's revolutionizing the internet, the interweb lately? So apparently there's this band that has been ranked on Spotify's like most listened to in the past month. And it's a band completely created by AI and I guess ChatGPT. I don't know. I would have to look that up, but I think somewhat amazing.
I think, is this the ones that have kind of like there's a photo of them that kind of look like the Beatles?
The Beatles? Yeah, I think so. Let me look it up.
All right, search it up. I did
the
hear...
Velvet Sundown.
Even the name sounds AI. The Velvet Sundown. That's a classic, like, Taking Back Sunday back in the day name. Did you hear them?
I heard like 10 seconds of a song and then I'm like, no.
Did it seem at all real?
I guess you have to say no because I already knew going in what it was about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess it has.
Like sound, if you think you would have known if you didn't know?
Probably not. Probably okay. I wouldn't have known. I mean, I would have to like really listen.
But
to
you
it,
wouldn't but... have liked them that much, anyways.
No, it's not my kind of music.
Mm. Yeah, I read about it. Apparently, it has a lot of views. It could all be an experiment. Like, it could even be like not real people. It's just like people interested in listening to you know what it sounds like. I mean, this is the thing. I might be wrong in a few years, but as of now, the way that AI art looks. It just always falls short. Like, for example, this picture looks very AI.
Right, yeah.
And I don't know what it is about it, but it just looks AI to me. And it's funny because I'm pretty sure I have the same opinion of the music. Whenever I see, like, this full art created by AI, I'm not talking about maybe you use AI to help you as a tool you're creating and you use AI to, like, you know, like, for example, writers of scripts, they use AI, they give them the ideas, and they're like, okay, put this in this format, and then they start editing it. Like, I can see how you can use that, but that's still like a creativity of a human. But when it's like, oh, no, AI fully created, I just don't think they have that inception of creativity. again, this could change, like, you know, any year, like if it gets even better. But as of now, I just don't feel like this is the thing. I think people are starting to notice that AI is super strong. It's a very great tool, but it's not as crazy as we thought it was a few years back. Like, it's not, it will help you with things. I use it for like production of the podcast and different things. Like, it's a really great tool, but it's not like this thing that's going to just create things for you seamlessly. For example, I see a lot of people using it for thumbnails, right? I'm even, you know, thinking about it because obviously, you know, the thumbnail is the most important part of the YouTube video, and we want to continue to grow. You know, we're in every platform. Please, you know, help the crew out. But I was thinking of using that. And when I see thumbnails in YouTube, I use YouTube all day, and I see, like, I can tell which ones are made with AI. They have this same little feeling to them. It's just weird. And I don't know if, like, eventually people will start liking that or if they won't. Like, I personally don't like it as an art. So, all right, so tell us about the Velvet Sundown.
Well, it has, like, over 500,000 follows on Spotify. And then each song that they have released or AI has released, all of them has at least 100,000 listens to it. Mm-hmm. So people are listening to it.
Kiko Cervantes, that's where you can listen to my album on Spotify or iTunes. I don't have any of these views, but
amazing plug.
And I made this shit all by myself. If it sucks, just know that it's human made.
We should do like a behind the scenes video of you writing all the songs and not AI,
right? Maybe I will start becoming something cool soon when everybody's just creating music using AI.
It's funny because their Instagram page. Let me pull it up. Oh, they took it down. But on an article that I was reading, it says, "Not AI, we're the real deal," or something like that. Which makes me believe that they are AI.
So. Also, it was kind of like a post of them denying that they were AI.
They had it as their, like, the title, the name of the band, mm-hmm. and then below it, you know, you can put like a little biography of it, mm-hmm. and it says something like it's real or whatever the fuck. Yeah. So it made me believe that it's not real.
I did read that a lot of people at the beginning that weren't sure if it was, they couldn't find any, like, what they call the internet footprint of the band anywhere. So, like, they couldn't find anything about them, like past performances, older pictures. So people sort of use that as a reason to, but I mean, you can probably tell if you listen to the music.
Would you want your history, your internet history, to be known?
Yeah, definitely not.
What would you interchange that for? Like, I would rather not show you this, but I'll give you that.
Like, what would I give you instead?
Right, you have to give me something. Hopefully juicy.
I guess you can, like, you can see my phone.
Don't you have it both sign on and then everything you use on your phone you can see on your computer?
Yeah, but you're asking me if I would give my whole internet history. And you're asking me, what would I give instead? And I'm like, well, you can see my phone and what's in it, but not my whole internet history. I'm 36 years old. There's many things I've searched that are fucked up.
Anything on the Black World Wide Web? Dark.
No, I never went in there, actually. But I'm pretty sure there's enough embarrassing stuff. Although, whenever I get the scam emails that say, look, we've done out everything you've done through your webcam and we have all these videos of you, I'm like, I guess just show them. I guess I don't, you know.
So it's not you.
It's not bad enough to me. Like, no, I mean, I could even be doing, you know, the old chicken chopper, you know, but I don't give a fuck, you know. I don't think it's that bad. I mean,
do you think if you were more famous, you would care?
Not really. Unless I was doing some crazy shit, like, I don't know, I got into like midgets or something. I don't know. Maybe I wouldn't even be embarrassed of that. I was just like, hey, that's, you know, that's how what I do.
You're doing research. That's fine.
You know, So I don't know. I mean, I don't think there's anything that I do that's that bad. So
now you're looking for kids online. What?
Right, exactly. Now that I can remember. Look.
This is where we're going to.
What?
Like, this is the future. The AI ban, AI books.
Yeah, but AI this is movies. The thing. I'm very eager to see how that works out, but I just don't see humans really ending up liking it for real. Like, I can see that, oh, let's listen to the Velvet Sundown, you know, because it's cool. It's like AI. But then once that novelty has passed, I don't think people are going to like it. You're going to want more and more people that are real. For example, let me give you something that's kind of similar to this. Remember Gorillaz or Gorilla? You know, that's a band that's been around since the 90s, late 90s. And that band, we never knew the characters. I don't even know if they actually made live performances where they showed the people. Obviously, they weren't AI because they were created by actual musicians. But they had this cartoony thing to them where we never knew really who it was. And people still like that because at the end of the day, the music, the original production, the ideas came from actual humans with their own creativity. So these days, yeah, I mean, you can have AI do all the visual part of it. But if the music as well is done by AI, at this stage, again, this could change. I just don't see it sounding human enough for us to enjoy it. I mean, that's what I believe. When it comes to reading books, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I've seen books that are so bad of like just bullshit. You know how like there's bullshit movies that you're like, how this is such a... Books are like that too. Like people think, oh, books are all like intellectual and shit. No, there's a bunch of shitty books and people still read them. So I'm like, I mean, I can believe people still, you know, consuming some AI shit. Maybe. I don't know. But it is weird.
We'll see what it ends up. I think this is just a start. The tip of the iceberg.
It's very novel now, so it's like cool to talk about. All right, look, I wanted to ask you, because I understand you have... Are you okay? I understand you have a coffee addiction, right? Or you call it an addiction. So I wanted to sort of talk to you and see what were the key problems that you have and see how I can even maybe assist as a friend, you know?
Can you assist in other types of addictions?
As well, but on today's session, we're going to concentrate on the caffeine.
For the good and the bad addictions.
Yeah.
I think I have toned it down a bit. But before, I used to work in a restaurant that the coffee would be provided to me.
Okay.
And, you know, if I asked for coffee, 2 seconds after, I would get my cup. Mm. And I would drink a ton of those. But I had a cut of time, like around 5, 6 would be the latest I would drink coffee. Mostly because I wanted to sleep afterwards. And I didn't think I had sleeping problems. Like, you know, when you drink coffee, and you're like, oh, I'm not going to be able to sleep. I think I was tired enough that I would still go to sleep. But okay. I felt that it was some sort of addiction. Maybe not as hardcore as other people.
Like, for example, how many cups were you drinking?
From 1 to 5, I would say... 1 an hour.
Okay, so 5 of them.
5, and then at home for breakfast, I would have 1 more. So like 6 cups of coffee.
Okay, and these are American. These are American style coffees.
3 of them would be dark or black coffee, and then the other 3 would be milk.
Okay.
Café con leche.
Right, but when you say black coffee, it's still watered down, right? American version, or you do a more like Spanish version?
More like the espresso, you know, kind of shot-ish.
Right, like, but I'm saying like concentrate.
Concentrated, yes.
Okay.
Even the Cuban one, only the
right.
10 teaspoons of sugar or tablespoons of sugar, and then just a little bit of coffee. Those were Those are crack. Those are great.
But you didn't have those in San Francisco.
Not in San Francisco, no. But here, it was a thing.
It's been a thing.
What
do they sell it in Miami? Like little bakeries?
Like the Cuban bakeries. Yeah. What is that, coladito?
Coladito. There's nothing like a Cuban lady handing you a little Cuban coffee, and you just feel the vibe. The Cuban sauce, I just love it. I used to have tostadas at this Cuban bakery. It was just bread with butter.
Right.
But right. To me, it was just so amazing.
And if you knew the story about the butter, I'm just kidding. I don't know the story. But when I worked at my first restaurant job, part of my job was to do the tostadas.
Oh.
So the butter would be like a base, like a mother butter. And then it would be added, like new butter would be added to the old mother butter. Okay. I like that name, mother butter.
Mother butter. Yeah, it's kind of like you think it's going to be an insult, but then it's like, no, I'm talking about the butter.
And garlic. They're like, oh, great, a shitload of garlic and add it to.
Butter, garlic in toast, like toasted bread, is one of maybe underrated foods out there. One of the most.
Good one. I see what you did there. It's underrated. I think so. I mean, those have a name. Because the ones that we talked about, the tostadas, it's like the cumin. But they have a name that I can't remember right now. It's like something rolls, like dinner rolls.
Okay.
And then those are slathered in butter, garlic.
I remember I used to work at an Italian restaurant, right, that they did that. The dinner rolls, and then we would bathe them in this garlic and parmesan cheese sauce. Right. Jesus,
that's a
Christ.
Good addiction, though.
That's probably why my stomach is fucked today. I used to eat like 9 of those rolls just in under delivery, right? Quick.
When you did deliveries, didn't you take like a snack?
Yeah, always
for the road.
For the road, yeah, you gotta, because you don't know what's gonna happen, and you want to make sure that you're fed. You know what I mean?
You didn't want to stop at a Wendy's and have a pizza in the bag that needed to be delivered. You were bringing like a slice from the fucked up pile.
No.
And then
now, don't get me wrong. There were times when I still went to that Wendy's.
For sure.
That Taco Bell, because back in the day, that dollar menu at Wendy's was fire. You had the crispy chicken nuggets, and you know, when I talk about nostalgia, I talk about that. And you know that meme of the WWE guy comes on crying. Can't remember his name right now. Vince McMahon. That meme where he's crying. That's what goes through my mind when I remember old school Wendy's and Taco Bell and being 19 years old.
Maybe that's how you get all the stomach problems now.
Yes.
I mean, whenever you go to the doctor, you'll be like, I know where it comes from. I just want you to just give me 100% assurance on it.
Take it away, but I can tell you where it came from. Yeah, just for context, I'm having a bit of stomach issues. I think I might have gastritis. I don't know if that's how they say it.
Gastritis.
Like gastro in, you know.
Intestinal problems.
Intestinal irritation.
Do you have to do like a poop sample?
No, what I'm going to do is a breath test. So you kind of like give your breath into something and it measures the bacteria. Maybe it's a fake test.
I can see the doctor just being like, all right.
Yeah. Let me smell your breath. It's okay. I'm a professional. And then he's like, you're good. That's how they do it in Spain. For people that want to know what's the healthcare like in Spain, if you have stomach issues, you go to your doctor, he smells your breath,
and then you get an answer right away.
And you get an answer right away. Most likely you're fine. Get the fuck out of here. All right? Stop clogging the system.
That's what would have happened if the Democrats would have won. What?
Where?
Maybe that's in the U.S.
I mean, the U.S. health problem is fucked up regardless of who's in charge. But that's for another podcast. We have a podcast on U.S. healthcare. No, we don't. Look, so, I mean, on this topic, Right. I mean, of course, you have the coffee addiction, and that's something that I want to fix because I'll be honest with you, because of my stomach problem, and also because I like coffee, but I've never been addicted to it. I can have, you know, a cup in the morning, a cup in the afternoon, and I'm good. But I do see some people that get hooked on it. And the thing is, caffeine, I think, is great. But once you start having a little bit more, it could get dangerous, right? Like there's a story of a kid that drank two coffees and then two energy drinks. And, you know, he went to meet, you know, Papa Dios, the one up top. He never came back. So, it's you know, it's hard to tell. And some people don't notice it because, you know, like gamers have gone away because of this. Like they're playing games for 12 hours, drinking caffeine, and then and it's scary, right? So one thing to keep in mind, in the U.S., like, for example, when I went there recently, my girlfriend was impressed because we would go to these places to have breakfast, and they would just keep refilling the coffee, right? Big-ass cups. And then she was like, damn, that's a lot of coffee. But the coffee was watered down.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they don't even put milk. You put like this little creamery, which is like this industrial thing. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love American coffee too, but it's a different coffee than Europe. I'm not trying to be an Europe snob, you know, a snob. You know, one of those that are like, well, in Europe, the coffee, actually, the way we do it in France. Shut the fuck up.
I kind of hate those people.
Yeah, fuck them. I like American coffee, but it's just different. It's more watered down. It's made to be drank in large quantities, right? You go to Dunkin' Donuts, you go to the McDonald's, they give you a big one. What's another place you get, you know, the Starbucks.
The double D's? Oh, no, it's DK, not double D's.
Dunkin' Donuts.
I've seen a lot of videos on the Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Apparently, you can order your own, like a make your own coffee situation, and you can ask for sugar and how much sugar, how much cream, how much coffee.
Mm.
Some people are just crazy. Like they'll be like, "I want 27 spoonfuls of sugar," and then the person does the recipe, and it's like half of the sugar, a little bit of coffee. Just like people trying to die.
I actually like that, though, that the fact that you're able to specify, because in the U.S., you go to certain places to get a coffee, and maybe your option, you don't know it, but it just includes a bunch of sugar that you don't want. And right. It's a great way to like, hey, I just want the dark coffee and maybe a little bit of that brown sugar. I'm a little more into the brown, you know, and then just a little bit of milk. I like it dark. I like it to hit my brain.
I kind of hate people who, not hate. Hate is a strong word. I
cook, boy. Cook.
People who are like, oh, I haven't had my coffee. I can't start my day until I have my coffee. It's like, no.
Yeah. People that leave posts like that, brother.
I know a couple people who are like that. Too much or too little coffee. Or their mood depends on the coffee.
Yeah.
Like
people are like, don't talk to me before I've had my first coffee. Get the fuck out of here. Can we fire Stephanie?
And then they get the cup that says, don't talk to me until I finish the cup or whatever the fuck. It's like, dude.
Jesus. Yeah. People that are a little bit too into... I mean, okay, also, are you a little coffee snob? Like, are you the one that are like, I like... Or are you like, I'm good with any coffee?
I'm good with any coffee.
But this is the thing. I don't consider myself like a super coffee connoisseur. But I do like to have my fair share of coffees. You know, even though it irritates my column, I do try to do it. You know, I'm a rebel and I rebel against the system. But I'm pretty good with any coffee, right? Like we have kind of like a shitty coffee machine at home where we buy these pouches, third party brand from the supermarket. And it's aight, you know, it's aight. It's not like these people that have like a whole machine thing where they grind the fucking, you know. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm I can taste that and I can see the difference. And I'm like, damn, this is fire. And that's cool. But I don't need all that, right? So I'm kind of like, look, I'm good with whatever. Nevertheless, not far standing, I have been to places where you're like, yo, what the fuck is this coffee? Like, even me, I could just use any and you give me this.
I don't care. I don't care. I used to buy like whatever cheap brand I could find in the supermarket. And sometimes I would grind it myself and that was too much work. Because the grinder I bought was like a handheld. And then you would have to grind it by hand.
Okay, so you did try to do this.
Right, I tried to
become a little coffee snob.
Well, because I bought the beans, but it was like probably a cheap set of beans.
Okay. And is the concept behind grinding the beans sort of like when you have garlic, right? If you grind garlic and you just have it in a bag, right? And then you use it little by little for your foods, that works. That's what I do because I'm not a chef. But you don't get the same freshness, the same impact you get when you cut them. So is it the case with like coffee beans sort of like that?
My understanding is that
not that you know anything about coffee, but...
But my understanding is that, yes, it does make a difference if you grind it right away rather than... and a lot of supermarkets here, they have the machine, so you can buy the beans and then grind it yourself there, which I've done.
Okay, so obviously, it's still not going to be super fresh every day, but it's fresher than the bag that's already grinded from the factory.
Right, right.
Kind of like when you squeeze the juices in the supermarket.
Or you squeeze the last drop of your man juice. No. Like,
I think that puts you on a list.
I used to work in a pizza place that was a coffee company. So I was a pizza maker. But the restaurant was known as a coffee place that what in the back, fuck? It had like a big machine and then we would get the beans and then it's like a whole show.
So this place served pizza and coffee?
Basically. Well, yeah, it was like a bakery / pizzeria / coffee place.
Was this like a very fancy place?
No, definitely not. Okay. It was funny because...
Shit, I love pizza. I can't have pizza. It irritates my stomach.
I don't know if I should say the name. Maybe you should, yes.
Say,
I don't know if
it's still around. It.
It was like Alaska Roasted Company or Roasted Coffee Company, something like that.
Okay.
And it was weird now that I think about it. It's like, I don't remember coffee growing in Alaska.
Right.
So where is this correlation coming from?
Right.
So, and I remember a lot of the bean bags or bean sacks that we used to get are from like Colombia or Guatemala or Kenya.
So they were saying it was US made, but really it was Bolivia.
Maybe. This was before I took the kitchen life seriously.
Okay. So you were more of a
pendejo.
A pendejo. All right. So look, so with the coffee, just, you know, keep it low. If you're going to have the powerful ones, you know, make a little shots because it could happen, you know, you could go over, you know, I mean, we don't want to see you maybe, you know, touch your little wrist and see where your heart rate is. I mean, I think you can get your heart rate to just do like this and you're like, okay, all right, now I'm good. If you see that shit going,
I've been on the shaking.
You've been on the shaky.
Yeah. I've been a tweaker.
Now, you have told me that you stopped drinking, right? I mean, not completely, but like you've toned it down. Not because like necessary, but you don't feel like doing it that much anymore, right?
Right, right.
I mean, I can see how you're sort of complementing with the coffee, right? It's just the natural transition of somebody that's just in decay in the last part of their lives. No more fun, no more joy, just coffee. And yeah, I mean, it's sad, but I get it. Like, you know, at the end of the day, we can always find a silver lining in situations that are bad. And I just want you to, like, concentrate on the positive. You know, there's very little of it, but there's some positive to concentrate.
I'm making some changes. Slowly but surely, I'm making some changes. The alcohol is coming down, but the coffee is going up. So I don't know if one complements the other.
I mean, I think overall, that's a positive transition. You feel me? Like, I'm pretty sure coffee doesn't hurt you like alcohol does. And I'm a lover of the Alcoholics, right? I mean, I love that shit. I mean, you know, but unfortunately, my body, there's this video of Mike Tyson in his podcast. He's crying. He's like, man, I used to be that man, but I'm not anymore. And he hurts, you know, because he still wants to be that guy who's just kill people. He still probably can kill, but, you know. And I kind of feel like that, too. Like, when my body is just not responding correctly to the poison that I put in it, mm-hmm. I'm like, I get pissed off. I'm like, you're taking me out of the game, right? I was one of the best players, right? I was out there, you know, doing the drink-a-loony in the nights of Madrid and then ending up eating 3 a.m. pizza or Venezuelan hot dogs. And now I'm finishing a movie at 10:30 in the evening, going to bed. Like, so is that even fair for life? Like, is that a life? I don't think so.
That's a new life.
It's a shitty life, I think.
Now, is your lady friend in the same page as you?
Yeah, although she does prefer going out more than me. I could just stay home always, right? Like, I've lost complete hope at all. You know, like, it's just, I could just, but she still wants to go out. So I kind of go out. I do connect with people, have social times. Hot dogs, an underrated food. Let me tell you why. Because hot dogs are always thought of like Costco hot dog, right? Just ketchup and mustard. They don't even have the relish anymore, I hear, which is saddening. But, you know, like a classic baseball hot dog from the U.S., American made, Nathan's. I love that shit. Big ass fucking Frank in my mouth. But in the Latino countries, right? In Venezuela, for example, we like to make hot dogs and put a little creativity on it. We put a bunch of sauce. We put some cheeses. We put some papitas, which is like, you know, pepaita. It's like ruffles, small, but you crumble them. You can put a little bacon bits.
The weird one is I forgot the name in English. El repollo.
The relish?
The cabbage.
Oh, the cabbage. Who puts the cabbage? Oh, we do.
That's part of the Venezuelan.
No, but that's tradition. Not cabbage. The repollo is not. Is that cabbage?
Repollo is cabbage.
Yeah, that they do it with a carrot.
Right. Like a coleslaw situation.
Yeah, it's like a coleslaw, but not wet.
Minus the mayo, right.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't really do that when I do them at my house, but I understand how that kind of helps contrast with the acidity of the sauces, maybe. I mean, coming here a chef, maybe you can, I'm just trying to, like, you know. I'm just trying to, like, relate, you know?
I'm one for the pineapple sauce. Like, I like the pineapple sauce on the hot dog.
Made That's famous by Colombian. The Colombians.
Right. I'm downstairs for that. I'm downstairs like the
same. Hey, my brothers, bro, Colombians. My brothers.
And they also use a pecorino romano on the hot dog.
No, but there was this in Miami. There was this, actually very close to maybe where you live. There was this Colombian hot dog place. And they would put it, like, it's very similar to the Venezuelan, all the sauces. The pineapple sauce, amazing, because there's a contrast with the saltiness. And then they would put a little egg at the end. What's it called in English? The little fucking, the egg of that little bird. A condor. Fuck. The little condor.
I'm a chef and I should know all this shit. Yeah, I always forget it.
Whatever. It's like this egg that's smaller than a chicken egg, right? And it's super like juicy. And they put that shit at the top with the pink sauce, like mayo and ketchup. And you put it in your esophagus.
Huevo de codorniz. But
yeah.
Codorniz, how do you say that in English?
Yeah, that's what you're going to find right now. Obviously, English is our first language. That's our mother tongue.
Quail eggs.
Quail eggs.
And surprisingly, it's used in restaurants a lot. Yet I keep forgetting the name.
What do they use it for?
For different dishes. Like I've had some sort of like Benedict egg. Mm. You know how here it's like the bread, the egg,
right?
The sauce. But here at this restaurant I used to work at, we used to boil them and then they would still be runny inside, and then add the sauce on top.
Okay, make it a little cuter. It tastes similar, right? Although it has its own.
Yeah, I mean the flavor of the egg is not that much different.
Different.
I
mean, it's more expensive, probably, right?
It is. It's smaller.
Right. Yeah. But this hot dog. So, what I'm saying is, whatever your culture is, whatever your ethnicity is, whatever your religion is, right? Whatever your religion allows you to do, everybody likes hot dog. It's universal thing. But if in your place of living, the hot dogs are done in a simple way, for example, in Spain, they don't really fuck with the hot dog, making it that crazy, right? But I like to go crazy. And I'm not just saying, oh, that's how the Venezuelans do it. No, that's how Kiko does it, right? Like, I do my own thing. I toast the bread with cheese in the bottom, so I melt it. Then I put the bacon at the bottom, the sausage at the top, the little Pringle bits at the top of that, and then the sauces, mustard, and the pecorino cheese, the real one. And that just creates a little bomb in your mouth. Will that irritate your bowels? It will. So just keep that in mind. But it is delicious.
Hot dog, I used to do the cheese, you know, the one that the cheese already comes inside the hot dog, the sausage. Right. The Oscar Mayer one. I used to be a sucker for those. I used to eat them raw. They're pre-cooked.
Whoa.
Like out of the fridge, I would just take them out and eat them cold. It was just like, now that I think about it was disgusting. Well,
that's crazy. That's like psychopathic. I think Jeffrey Dahmer did that. Now, I will tell you, as an older person, when I eat now, I've like in the past years, I've had those cheese filled Franks. When I've eaten them now, I'm like, this shit is synthetic.
Oh, for sure.
It's gross.
I used to love the canned cheese, like as a kid.
Oh, right.
But after a while, I'm like, this shit is disgusting.
There's a lot of things that as you grow older, they become disgusting. For example, sweet things. You don't like sweet things that much anymore. So if you go have like a dessert, you kind of want it to have something tart to it, or maybe something not sour, but like, for example, pistachio.
Pistachio.
Right? You have a little pistachio with your little ice cream. The other day, we had a little ice cream, me and my partner, and it had a little pistachio. And it just gives it that like little oomph, where it's like, it's not that sweet. It has a little context. It has some essence behind it, some base, but we'll give you the sweet, but not overwhelming. Does that make me better? I think so.
It's making you older, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Very not cool to be around.
What else do you think is an underrated food?
Right. Underrated food. I mean, this is not underrated, I don't think, but it's not talked about as much anymore. The mac and cheese. Yeah, but I think that's not a great underrated. That's not underrated. People love mac and cheese. Would you say corn dogs are underrated in the market right now?
I don't think I've had a corn dog in a while. I do think it might be a little underrated because it's that sweet and that salty from the fake sausage.
Like, after a while, I sort of understood it. It's like a pancake batter with the sausage inside.
It's a corn batter rather than a pancake batter.
It's more like a cachapa batter from Venezuela.
Right.
Okay.
And then you fry it.
And you fry it and you stick it in your mouth.
Have you ever had the Korean corn dogs? That's the last time I had a corn dog.
I haven't, but I've seen them.
It's they put the batter and then they put like French fries on it or what else? But like a bunch of shit stick into the batter.
Bro, if you go online on YouTube, like for example, let's say you haven't choked your chicken in a while and you want to get, you know, a little hot, you go on YouTube and you put Korean corn dogs being made in Korea, and they put these videos of how they make them in Korea. It's a whole thing. I sometimes just watch this the whole day, and they just make them, right? And what they do is, like, the breading they use is like panko, right? So it's like this thicker breading, and what you're saying is right, then they sprinkle it on top with other shit. They go so out there that sometimes you look at pieces where you're like, damn, you're crazy. You're mixing shit up that doesn't go. They're like putting beans with the thing. You're like, hey, wait, wait. I mean, this is, you're going a little crazy. But I appreciate the effort in trying to go to different places, you know? Oh, this is amazing.
I've had this before. This one on the big picture.
And what is that outside? Like French fries?
It's like, little potatoes that are cut.
God, that's amazing.
Look at this shit. Oh, my God.
Oof, with cheese and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
There are ones that they put, like, cornflakes.
Right, sweet on it. I think in the bottom there's a picture of it. Those are the ones where I think they go a little crazy. Like, I do think there are times where you can mix the sweet and the salty, but there's times where where I don't think it goes. Like, you know when they try to do a burger with, like, donuts as the bread?
Right.
I think maybe you're trying to get diabetes too quick. Too quick. You gotta let it come later.
I don't know why I put underrated foods on Google. Mm-hmm. And it's like cabbage and shit.
Cabbage? I mean, I'll tell you one that might be underrated or secret. You grab Parmesan cheese, right? The Pecorino Romano. You cut it in little cubes, right? Maybe you have a little reunion happening, a little Getty. That's how we used to call them back in the day, a Getty. And the people come over, right? You buy this nice honey. Not the fucking honey that's made from sugar, like the real honey. And then you drizzle it in top of the little Parmesan cubes, and then you serve it to your people. See if you're not getting your ding-a-ling licked that later that night.
Brussels sprouts and lentils. That's underrated food. What the fuck?
No, so this close is not that, what I close, asked. Close that.
This is not what I asked, Google.
I'll tell you what's underrated. Maybe not, but I think so. I haven't heard it in a while. A classic PB&J, peanut butter sandwich, on white square bread, fluffy. And you put a lot on that. You put a lot on that. Do you cut the corners? That's childish.
No.
The corner is part of it. I need the corner.
But that's why you spread the jelly and the peanut butter all the way to the fucking corners. All the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you're cutting the corners, because you're not...
If you're cutting the corners, maybe you're like a father from a divorced household.
Mm.
You are too, but you know, not necessarily. No, but I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you have to cut, like, to me, the corners give me a guidance. Without the corners, I'm lost.
I love the corners of the bread.
Yeah.
It's a little toasty. I used to hate it as a kid. Like, not hate it, but not care for it. Now I care for it more.
I love the, if I could have just corners, I would even like it more, because you know what it is? You know when you get like a croqueta? You know when you get a croqueta? You know when you get like a fried ball, right? And what you want is that crunchy on the outside, but gooey, soft in the middle? I find that with the crust of the bread, it gives me that crack, and then the inside is softer. That contrast makes that part between my butthole and my balls tickle. Get it done.
I put underrated foods on Reddit.
Okay.
People are so fucking weird, man. Tuna pizza.
What? They do that in Spain.
Tuna pizza, huh?
You can order from Domino's a tuna pizza in Spain. Tell me if Trump shouldn't get involved in that and just cut them off. Like, just, you know what I mean? Sanction them.
Sauerkraut.
Again, didn't you hear it say this before? What the fuck is this?
Well, have
you
cabbage, had?
Oh, cabbage. That's, sauerkraut is fermented cabbage, right?
Right, right.
Okay.
What else? Roasted Brussels sprouts.
Okay, what is this?
I think people are not getting the point of this fucking question.
A vegan page?
Beans. I do think beans are underrated. Beans are very good. If you know how to make them right, they're good.
I've gotten accustomed to beans more and more as I've gotten older. My favorite are more like red beans.
We're all used to the black beans.
Right, in Venezuela.
That's what we grew up with. But the kidney beans, the red beans, are delicious. But to be honest, I don't feel the taste is any different than any other fucking bean.
Really? I think it's maybe just a visual. But I guess as a kid, I never liked beans. And because I remember them black, because in Venezuela, we have black beans. It's just our ethnicity.
Arroz con gandule.
Yeah, but that's green. So the gandule is green.
Okay.
Puerto Rico.
I do love lentils.
Okay.
Like lentils are one of my favorite things to make and eat with a little rice and spice, like picante.
Right. I mean, lentils are fine, but my favorite are the beans, the red beans, kidney beans. And I like, you know, to put little cubes, little lardons. Of a bacon or chorizo.
Let's see what else I can find through.
That's a good underrated bullshit. One. That's a good underrated one.
Cucumber.
Bro, close that page. Look, another underrated. Let me tell you what's underrated. You know what's underrated? This is a great one. Arby's.
I think I've only been once.
Why no one has ever gone to fucking Arby's?
Because Arby's subs look like pussies,
right? Like beat up ones, like they've gone through it hard. Arby's sandwiches look like what happens after 15 years of OnlyFans. They should team up with OnlyFans. No, but bro, back in the day, I used to get such good deals. You know why? Because they knew that they were in the bottom. They knew no one would go there. So they would put out these coupons. And for $5, you could get like five things. And bro, the roast beef sandwich, I mean, once you got past the sort of visual part, they had this little cheddar cheese. Bro, they were good. And you could get like mozzarella sticks. You could get like the little onion rings. You could get chicken nuggets. Arby's is underrated. I'm sorry. Let me know if sometime when you're living in Miami, you get to go to Arby's, or, you know, obviously you won't get to go, but you're like, oh, let me go because Kiko told me, and see if it's still like decent, like, or if it's completely shit, or if they've gone bankrupt, which could be the case.
I think they're still around. Do you know which sandwich shop was underrated? And I think they closed down. Quiznos. Quiznos was very, very underrated.
Jesus Christ, bro. The other day I made a sandwich here in my house. And it was amazing with mortadella, how do you say mortadella? Just mortadella, right?
Mortadella, yeah.
Morty. Just a bunch of Italian cuts. And bro, this sandwich was so good. I bought the bread in this new bakery that makes it, like, it's real bread. And it was so good. And I remember thinking in my head, I haven't had a sub so good since Quiznos. And I literally remember Quiznos.
I would go to Quiznos instead of Subway's.
Right, same. Because they would toast it.
Right. And then Subway just kept going. And Quiznos did it. I think there's still some stores open, but not... I think they're out of most businesses. But there was one that was... I'm trying to find it. There was one that was amazing. It's like melt something, bacon melt... At Quiznos.
If you could get some pictures of Quiznos, God damn it, what happened to them? And I'll be honest with you, I think people knew they were good. They had these little sauces at the end you could add. I would always get the one with the chicken.
Chicken carbonara.
I don't know if it was chicken carbonara. It was more like chicken with maybe the red sauce. I always liked that red sauce, you know, that marinara sauce.
Have you ever had meatball
sub? That's probably what fucked up my stomach. I never had the meatball sub at Subway. He never really talked to me. He never really spoke to me. Just never really told me anything. I was more of an Italian BLT.
That was my shit, too. All
right. Is this quick? They're still around?
Apparently, yeah.
Jesus Christ. Buffalo this Chicken is Club. The best sandwiches. God damn. This was so good.
I like how the at the bottom.
I think this is the one I would get. Yeah, this one, chicken and bacon. Jesus Christ, bro. This was insane.
I like how in the bottom it gives you calories between 440 and 1350. So you can have the bread and some lettuce, or you can have the whole shit and have it for 1,300 calories.
Man, this is... Can you go there and click on find a Quiznos? See where they are? Maybe I'll make a vacation out of it.
Let's see. I don't know. Hopefully it doesn't give my information. Look, there's a bunch in like Denver, Colorado.
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 Damn, it seems like all the ones left. Oh, there's one in Miami?
Miami Gardens, Fort Myers. Really? There's only two in Miami.
Can you look for it in the maps to see if it's real? That's crazy. Quiznos used to be like I don't know, it came and went, and I still have nostalgia about those days. Definitely underrated. Definitely one where I don't know why they had to close down stores.
Well, Subway apparently won.
With the $5 but... foot long?
And then the guy who's, I don't want to say a word, Jared, who lost a bunch of weight thanks to eating Subway.
Right.
And then he ate other stuff as well.
Right. That wasn't so great.
Right. I don't know. Being in Miami, I don't think, like, Cuban food is underrated. It's definitely not underrated. Might be a little overrated. Cuban food in Miami. Because it's very same thing, just a different name. Right. Like, I don't see a different recipe or way of making it. What's the difference between Vicky and Becky? Because I don't know if you know that there's two bakeries with basically the same name, just one letter difference.
Okay. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't think they're revolutionizing anything. It's sort of the same, but every once in a while, I love some of that Cuban bakery stuff, especially if it's at cheap places. If you're trying to charge me a lot for it, then now you're going crazy. Kind of like with the Venezuelan finger food too, where they try to, that's overrated, right? That's like, if you go to Miami to a Venezuelan spot, it's probably going to be overrated.
The thing is that we grew up in a country where, like, let's say arepas were super cheap. And then you're coming here and you want to relieve that nostalgia. And just for an arepa, you get $15. Same as, let's say, when I used to live in San Francisco, you eat burritos. The burritos were $15. And you're like, that's a little too much.
Okay, let me give you another one. Mexican food in San Francisco or places like that, overrated. When they try to make it like gourmet, and like, and now you're charging $15, $20 for a burrito now. And if you're selling that out of a cart without paying taxes, you're just selling it out of the street. Come on, give me the good price, you know?
But definitely the Mexican food there was better than here. But also, I haven't really been to any of the popular places in Miami. But apparently there's one that has like a Michelin star, and it's... You know.
I mean, yeah, Mexican food, obviously, in California is going to be much better.
I don't think Mexican food is overrated. No. I think it's rated perfectly. Like, okay. People love that shit. I haven't had a dish where you go like, I don't, you know, a lot of their food is very good.
Okay. Well, I mean, we don't have to agree on everything.
I mean, it's not the best food in the world, but it's definitely a food that's going to be comfortable.
I love it. I just think it's a little bit overrated. That's what I think. Like, I think people get too crazy about it. But don't get me wrong. I mean, I do Taco Tuesday every Tuesday. You know, like
But I don't think Taco Bell
counts
as Mexican food.
No, I know. I mean, I don't get the chance to have like real Mexican food. Right. There are some taco places here that have them. But what I'm trying to say is that I love that too. I also like the Tex-Mex. You know, I'm a
Chili's,
Neapolitan.
Chipotle. Chipotle. Chipotle is good, but for what it is.
Like, right.
You're going to get what you're going to get, and it's good, and it's not much more than
it's
that.
It's not authentic Mexican food, but it's good.
I remember the first time I had a burrito from Chipotle.
It was revolutionary.
It was revolutionary because it had that you can pick your own thing, your own ingredients, Subway style, but Subway was already doing it back then. It's just, oh, it's a different cuisine that's letting you do this.
Right.
And letting you choose what you want in your burrito or your bowl or taco.
Yeah, yeah. And then you had all the sauces, the spicy sauces at the end. You know what's underrated maybe? I don't know if this is everywhere in the U.S., but in Miami, they had it in South Florida. It was kind of like a competition to Chipotle. It was called Moe's.
Yeah.
And it was much better. And they had the queso. They gave you the queso.
A queso.
The queso. Overrated, going back to coffee, Starbucks, right?
It has to be. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you don't want to also pay $10 for a coffee. Now, do prices make it rated under or over?
Yeah, the price is a factor. Yeah, I think Starbucks is overrated. I haven't had Starbucks in years. I mean, I also live in Europe where you get cheap coffee anywhere. You know, like I even go sometimes to McDonald's and I get a dollar coffee there.
And it's probably going to be better than the coffee that you get here at McDonald's.
I don't know. I mean, you can get the American version too. I get the café con leche, which is just coffee and milk, but strong coffee. But yeah, I just think, I don't know, maybe in the U.S. you don't have as many cheap coffee places. Maybe you do now in Cuba and Miami. But in Europe, it doesn't make sense. Like, maybe there are places in the U.S. where they're like, no, I mean, price-wise, Starbucks does well for me. Because maybe they don't have a coffee culture in the U.S. like that. But I mean, maybe I'm lying because you have Dunkin' Donuts and you know, 7-Eleven coffee. I mean, are you a guy that gets coffee on a gas station or you don't go that far?
No, I haven't gone that far. Mostly because I don't like it watered down. Okay. Like when you go to the Waffle House, or IHOP, they keep serving you like I'll get it if I want coffee, but it's not gonna be the best coffee.
True. The never ending coffee mug in those places is usually very watered down. Like it's even transparent. Like
right.
Yeah, that's true. And I don't like that. Like I would want like a stronger thing. I don't want to drink so much liquid. Like just give it to me. I don't know. Maybe in a line, and I'll sniff it.
Straight into the vein.
Into the vein, you know, just inject that.
I used to work with someone who would drink, who would have a position, because there's certain restaurants that don't let's say, line cooks grab coffee, but the sous chefs.
Why?
The chef. It's a weird dynamic.
Why it's like a hierarchy, or so that they don't get their heart race.
No, I think it's more of like he's here illegal, all day.
Fuck you,
basically. So I used to work with this guy who would drink 2 or 3 espressos before noon, and then at noon he would go to 7-Eleven and grab a bunch of Red Bulls and Monsters. And I don't know how he's still alive. Like,
yeah,
his heart is about to give up.
Those energy drinks, man. Yeah. Get off.
I used to drink a lot of like Monster.
Yeah.
Because at 7-Eleven, it was like 2 for $3 or 2 for $5. Okay. So I used to, when I worked doubles, I used to buy 2 of them and then drink 1 in the morning, drink 1 at night, and then be jittery as fuck.
That's crazy, man. Now, don't get me wrong. In the right moment, that green Monster, that poison tastes good. Red Bull tastes good.
Super sweet, though.
Yeah, it's super sweet. I think that's what fucking really is making you.
I think the recipe in Europe for Red Bull is different than the one in the United States.
I hope.
There's definitely more chemicals here, more sugar.
Do you know that was originally created in Thailand?
Red Bull?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's where it come from. Yeah, because they started making this soda with taurine, which apparently
makes you a little.
And then they started adding caffeine, and that's what Red Bull.
It gives you wings.
Became. Yeah.
There were some years ago that
it gives you wings because if you take 5 of them, you're gonna be up there with St. John.
They got a lawsuit.
Oh yeah.
Red Bull did because. Somebody, how do you say it? Anyways, they did a lawsuit towards Red Bull because it didn't give them wings.
Mm.
And it was like fake advertising.
Right. I agree.
It's definitely something that would happen in the U.S.
This one's controversial. Underrated. I'm going back to under.
Okay.
The finger food that you can get at a gas station. Like, I'm not talking about the chips and the stuff. I'm talking okay. about the little taquitos.
Right.
The hot dog. I understand.
The wings. Oh, have you had the wings from 7-Eleven? I've never had.
But I remember like a few years back, it was like late at night. And we went into this gas station in the U.S. in Miami. And there was this, you know, little gas station type place. And they had these little taquitos. And they were grilling. They were hot. You know the type of taquitos like in a tube that you get from like, you know, Costco or whatever? And it had like a really good deal. It was like $3 for $6 or something like that. And I just got like 12 of them for me and my two favorite allies. And dude, those taquitos were fire. And I think I also had a little pizza that they have. They have it in this little triangle with a little bag over it. And it's transparent on the top so you can see the type of pizza you're getting. I know, then disgusting. But when I remember it, I'm like, damn, it's better than I thought it would have been.
Then I think 7-Eleven moved into developing their own pizzas that they would cook for you in front of you.
Oh, they did? They do that?
They do that. You can buy the whole pie.
Mm.
And I've had the pizza from 7-Eleven. It's very cardboardy.
Okay.
It tastes like cardboard. But I've had it. And it's, I mean, on a rainy day where
is it worse than Little Caesars?
I think so. Little Caesars suck. But it's better than 7-Eleven for sure.
Do you remember when we were very young, Little Caesars was fire?
It was for $5.
And then for $2, you get the crazy breads.
Right.
Oh,
and then sauces.
That was fire. I had Little Caesars like 2 years ago, and I almost died. Like, I had the first slice, and my stomach was burning already. And I was like, damn. But I remember that shit used to be fire. And back in the day, man, that thing did it for us. Like, it helped out.
I used to have a friend that we used to play a lot of FIFA, like the soccer game on. And then we would get together Saturdays or whatever. And then, you know, between the games or before the games, we would go to Little Caesars and buy, you know, two or three pizzas. And I kid you not, each of us would have one whole pie for ourselves.
Yeah.
And I wanted to, once I moved to San Francisco, I wanted to recreate one of those nights with my lady friend. And I went to get the pizza, and it was like the worst pizza I ever tried. So after that, I haven't had Little Caesars.
Yeah.
But
no knock on Little Caesars, right?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. I used to live out of them.
Yeah, they kept us alive for years. It's just my body just rejects it now. But if they want to sponsor us, I mean, I'll eat it. You know what I mean? I'll sacrifice. I'll eat it
right now.
Right now, if you put it in my mouth. You would get cheese or pepperoni?
Pepperoni.
Okay. Yeah, just complete, you know, if you're going to burn the stomach, just right. Do it.
But I think pepperoni was like $1 extra, so it was like $6.
Mm.
But I was still really down.
When I started, it was $5, all of them, like cheese or pepperoni. Do you remember? I always wanted them to have ham. They didn't, not on the offer. I don't know if this is underrated. It is definitely underrated in Spain, right? The McDonald's apple pie.
Hmm.
Do you find it to be like one of these little, like, secret, you know, fires? I find it, like, I still eat it to this day. I get a McFlurry. And then an apple pie. And I do the cold and hot. You know when they say you get in the sauna and then you jump in a cold pool?
Kind of. Did you dip it in the ice cream?
I don't do the dipping, but I don't judge that, right?
Now underrated, dipping the fries on the sundae.
My cousin used to do that. We always thought he had an issue.
No, delicious.
Underrated, and not psychopathic, like you just said, fries dipped in the honey from McDonald's. No, for real, try it. Underrated, you put fries inside the burger.
Inside the burger?
Mm-hmm.
I'll do that. I still do that.
Right?
I'm down Seuss for that.
Like the whole bag in our bill.
The whole thing of fries inside
I
was going to say Whopper, but that's not McDonald's.
That's not McDonald's.
The Big Mac.
The Big Mac. Or like a quarter pounder.
I used to love the apple pie at McDonald's. Overrated, like the Waffle House, IHOP.
They're overrated?
I think so.
Mm. But I disagree with you there because they're cheap.
Okay, but
I don't know if they're that cheap anymore. But.
Probably. They probably are. I mean, after a long night of Pecorino Romano, you can go to Denny's and have a grand slam by yourself.
Overrated. What's happening is people, right, they want to have like the Denny's experience, but they want it to be a little better, like a little not as greasy. So there's these diners that come up, right, and they serve this breakfast food, but then they put it like this at this luxury price, right? Well, now you're getting pancakes and bacon and eggs, and it's like $15. Mm-hmm. There, I'm like, overrated. Who the fuck you think you are, Miss Stacy? They always have some fucking little artsy name, right? Miss Stacy's Pancakes. And that I don't like.
I put on Google overrated foods this time. Caviar. Have you had?
Okay. I don't think I've had, no.
I used to think it was overrated, but then lately, when I say lately, maybe a year ago,
I said lately.
I had some and I thought it was very good.
Okay.
I don't know. I think it's super expensive for what it is, but it's not bad. I mean, if you like fish flavor, eggs, well, that might be your thing.
Okay.
Macaroons. Mm. You know, this French.
Fruit?
No, it's like a pastry.
Oh, okay.
Lobster, overrated?
Yeah. I've never been a lobster guy, but what do you think?
Either. I think it's overrated.
Okay.
It's easy to overcook. If it's not done right, it's rubbery. And most of the times they use serve it with butter.
Happens with octopus too. Although I like it.
I'm not an octopus guy. And I do think it's a little overrated. I know people in Spain and Portugal, they love their octopussies, but
Octopussi.
Avocado toast.
Even though I like it, I do see it too much on TikTok and Instagram. Like, get out of here. Overrated.
Burgers. Overrated. Burgers overall. Like the ones that you make at home or McDonald's.
No, I would say the gourmet ones are overrated.
Okay. Have you seen the ones that they put like a syringe of cheese like on the top and then you're supposed to, and then all the cheese just oozes out? Yeah, like...
Whenever I think they're going too far with the gourmet burgers, you want to have 3-4 ingredients max. And they have to be, I mean, you're a chef. They have to be mixed up in the right consistency, the right amount, the right ratio. When you start putting extra amounts of cheese, then it just messes it all up. And yeah, I don't like that. And then, you know, it's $20 for a burger. You know, get out of here.
Hey, get out of here.
Get out of here. Sushi. Yeah, sushi has been overrated for decades, right?
Yeah, I think overrated maybe anywhere else other than Japan.
Right, Japan, that's just their national food.
Right, but then you go to Sedano's.
Yeah.
And then like, they have sushi there.
Every supermarket does their own little sushi, right? Like, who are you? Like, what is it? Like, do you know you have to spend 5 years just cleaning the rice in Japan?
Mm.
Isabella from El Salvador.
This one I'm not 100% on board with. It says that cereal is an overrated food.
Mm. I don't think it's overrated because I haven't had cereal in 23 years, I think.
You don't like cereal?
I liked it as a kid, but as a grown man, I just haven't had cereal again.
I would fucking eat cereal every day.
All right, but do you eat cereal?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Okay. Yeah. Which one? What do you go to?
Right now, it's this... Fuck, I forgot the name, but...
Show us.
It's... I'm looking for it. I'm just trying to remember the name. This one has like granola and the flakes.
Mm.
And it has a little cinnamon.
Mm.
And a little... Well, of course, it has a ton of fucking sugar.
Right.
Right now, I'm into that.
Okay.
I used to love Fruity Pebbles.
Right. So you cannot do the kitty stuff anymore.
No, if I see Fruity Pebbles, I'll probably buy it. Not as much now because, believe it or not, cereal is super expensive. It's like $8 a box.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So I'm toning down on cereal, but I do still try to eat it because I do love cereal.
I mean, one of my favorites back in the day was a Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which now thinking back, it was so sugary.
Pure sugar.
Yeah. We have a very classic cereal in Venezuela, which is called Flips, which is this little shells filled with chocolate, and they're super good. It's
or classic. Dulce de leche.
Or dulce de leche.
So the ones that I've been eating, it's called Honey Bunches of Oat.
Can there's you show like, us?
Yeah, there's different...
Oh, I remember that, Honey Bunches.
This one...
So this is the one that you eat that tastes really good, but it makes you feel like it's like an adult cereal.
Right, right. Honey you don't Roasted.
You don't feel like you are, you know... You feel like you're doing it healthy type shit.
Correct. Hold on, I have the picture. I'm just having troubles here.
No problem.
What was the sucaritas, like frozen flakes? I used to love that as flakes. A kid, but that's also pure sugar.
I really like this one, this little crumps. Yes, this is good.
So this is good. You see in this picture, it has like oats, like granola oats, because it has cinnamon.
Actually, I used to get one that was Honey Bunches, but it was like little circles, kind of like the Fruity Pebbles. But it was Honey Bunches. Am I correct in that? Or was that Cheerios? Cheerios was good.
Honey Nut Cheerios. It's a old, like old person cereal because it has like a heart, like a cholesterol heart thing on the box.
But it was super good. You know which one was super good back in the day? The peanut butter, the Reese's peanut butter.
The Reese's peanut, yeah.
That's crazy, but you can't have that. Okay, so whenever
you have the munchies.
Yeah, that was good for the munchies. You could put it on ice cream, too.
Ooh. Well, you gave me ideas now.
Okay, what's the next thing that's overrated?
Shit. Let's see. I switched the website. I don't know. Let's see. Juice overall.
Juice.
Like orange juice.
I haven't had juice in a while. Maybe just orange juice. I don't think juice is overrated.
Do you know what's overrated as fuck? And restaurants love to do this. Like gold flakes. Putting gold on food. It's fucking annoying.
Yeah, true. True. And they always add it to the price, which is like, I don't need that. Yeah, I think it's overrated too when they try to make it like a little show. Like the food comes with like a little cover that when they take it off, the vapor starts going. And it's like, oh, you can film it and make a little TikTok about it. Have you had these places that do that?
Yeah, I used to work in a restaurant that loved their fucking gold flakes. On all the desserts.
And what is that? Is that obviously not gold?
It is gold. It's just edible and not.
Yeah, but how can gold be edible? Gold is not edible, so it isn't gold.
Let's look it up.
Look it up. That's just food dye. They're lying to us. Yeah, any show with food. I once went to a sushi place here. It was a Venezuelan one where they make it like pretty and shit, fancy. I think it was my girl's birthday, and. And bro, we ordered one of these sushis that comes with like this little vapor. So the guy, a few minutes before the food comes, he's like, hey, so we're going to bring it. And, you know, he has like this whole show. So in case you want to film it. And then my girlfriend filmed it, and I felt like a fucking idiot. Like, just filming this, like, food hat. Like, it was just weird. I'm like, who am I? Like, who are we?
Did you?
But I guess Instagram? We also kind of felt like, I guess he wants us to feel like, if we don't film, like, no, we're okay. We don't want to. He would have been like, damn, come on.
Well, according to this, it's made out of food grade ingredients, including mica based pearlescent pigments, sugar, starches, and FDA approved color additives.
Right. So it has no gold. Obviously, gold would kill you.
But it's super expensive, and they do sell it as 24 karat gold.
Yeah. I think the fucking, the dude that did the Salt Bae, he sells like a steak with the gold plates or something.
Right.
Yeah, no,
right.
That's, I don't think that's, I mean, I think we've had enough. We've done like almost an hour and a half. I think people should be happy about this episode. Any last overrateds, underrateds?
My dude, that's
definitely underrated. Definitely
underrated.
I would say
once
so.
You have it in your mouth, you'll be like, oh,
overrated.
Sweet, I think sweets overall are overrated.
Okay,
I love my sweets, don't get me wrong, but I think they're a little overrated.
And would you say IPA beers are overrated, or have they gone down in demand?
They're overrated in places like San Francisco.
Okay.
I fucking hated those. In Miami, I haven't had any IPAs.
Okay.
So, well, maybe they're made in the bathtub.
If you have any additional underrated, overrated foods and drinks, please post it in the comments and let us know if anything that we've said has offended you or bothered you, so that we can obviously edit it out. We love you. Chef Maurice, thank you for joining us from Miami. Take care. Keep it Gucci. Take care of your stomach. And as always, have a little fun this week.